This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Do you love Jesus? Do you love Jesus? Do you love Jesus? Do you love Jesus? You're Muslim too, right?
Yeah.
Do you love Jesus? Muslim?
Yes.
Do you love Jesus? Do you love Jesus? Yes or no?
Your Quran, say of the birth of our dear Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of God, most gracious, most merciful. Relate in the book the story of Mary, how she withdrew from her family to a place in the East. How we sent to her our angel Gabriel, who said, I am a messenger from your God to announce the birth of a son to you. She said, how shall I, Mary, have a son when no man has touched me? And Gabriel replied, for your Lord says, it will happen. We appoint him as a sign unto man and a mercy from us.
For 2,000 years, the Jews have rejected the Christian idea of Jesus as the Messiah.
So not to disparage any other religions, let's clarify the Jewish position. Jews do not accept Jesus.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
No.
No?
No. I'm Jewish. We don't believe in Jesus. Let's just say it straight out.
Do you love Jesus? Do you love Jesus? Do you love Jesus? Do you love Jesus?
You're
Muslim too, right?
Yeah.
Do you love Jesus? Muslim?
Yes.
Do you love Jesus? Do you love Jesus? Yes or no?
Good to meet you again.
Yes, do you love Jesus?
I love Jesus.
See?
I love because Jesus is my prophet also.
Another
Moses.
Muslim.
Moses is my prophet. Nuh, Noah, and all prophets is mine. And the end of prophets is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I like him also very much.
See that? This is not something I'm making up. You guys are Muslim?
Yes.
Do you love Jesus?
Of course.
You love Jesus?
Of course.
Yeah.
We have to.
Yeah.
Yes, it's obligatory. Of course.
So you're Muslim and you love Jesus?
Of course.
Okay, what about you?
Yeah, same.
You're Muslim too?
Yeah.
And you love Jesus?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah. This is Messenger of Allah.
Oh, Allahu Akbar. See? Who else? You love Jesus?
Isa. I love Isa.
See? You love Jesus?
Yes.
Another Muslim. Love Jesus. Look at all these Muslims. Love Jesus, huh? How can we be the enemies when we love Jesus? You're Muslim too, right?
Yeah.
Do you love Jesus?
Of course.
Huh?
He's Isa. Isa alayhi salam.
You know what's interesting? If you take Jesus and take the J, what do you have?
Isa.
Isus.
Yeah.
Isus.
Yeah.
You see? We even had his right name.
This early Christianity here, the Bogomils, they used to ask question, how do you say that you crucified your God, you know, that he's crucified, you know, how you can... Something like that.
Yes.
How he can be declared God when but he's crucified.
So how can Jesus, the Unitarian Christians, yeah, used to tell the Catholics, the other Christians, they would say, how can Jesus be God if he died?
Yes.
If he was on the cross.
This was saying for this early Christians, the Bogomils here. That's he saying.
So that's our ancestors were those Christians.
Yeah,
right?
Christians.
The real Christians.
Yeah, yes.
Have independent church, independent thinking about Christianity.
And I guarantee you, a lot of Christians right now, they connect with this because many people, when you talk about Trinity, that doesn't make sense, and that like knocks people off. But if I tell you that Jesus called people to the worship of only one God, that makes sense. When you talk about Trinity, that's like, I can't figure it's a mystery, but worship one God, that's what we...
Christian, before Islam here, have a same thinking about God, like very close Islam.
Yeah.
This is the reason when Islam come in Bosnia, lot of family take Islam.
Yeah.
10,000 of family take Islam here.
I heard 60,000 in one time.
Big
numbers.
Yes.
And what was Islam? Islam was just calling you to worship the Creator, not the creation, to believe in one and only one God. That's simple. That's like in the Bible where you have when the Jews came to Jesus and they asked him, what's the greatest commandment? He said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one. You see, and that's Tawhid, the pure monotheism. Only worship one God.
Our people be Christian before. In time when the Muslim come, a lot of Christian take Islam because have a lot of Christian know about Islam here.
Yeah.
Have an angel who close to Quran.
Yeah. Here in Bosnia.
In Bosnia.
Ah.
In Bosnia, we have a different church like Serbia and like Catholic church. In Bosnia, we have different church, independent church.
Christian independent church.
Independent church in Bosnia.
Yeah.
Yes. Have independent church and this church close to Islam. These people traže su zaštitu od Muslimana, od Otomanskog carstva. Lot of cemetery here.
So this is where you had the split because you had the Bosnians. They were the true monotheists. They didn't worship Jesus. They loved him as a messenger, but now the church are the ones who are programming people to go ahead and tell people to worship Jesus, that he was God, Son of God. But Jesus never called people to worship him. There's nowhere ever that Jesus said, I'm God, worship me. Never ever did he say
listen,
that.
Listen, this is big thematic because Rome start in the 13th century against this Christian war. And Bosnia is central in French, lot of Christian, Pope Rome kill a lot of Christian. Yeah. 100 years start war.
Yeah.
This name of this Christian have name Katar. In Bosnia name Bogomil, on East Kudegar.
The original followers of Christ, they were Muslims, those who submitted to the will of God. And the true message of Jesus was to only worship one God. So Muslims love Jesus.
Bogomil.
Bogomil is earlier Christian here. And on
I show you this grave. You must go to Montau to see this.
Okay, so what he's saying is, I understood, Damir, he's saying that these Unitarian Christians, they have a grave around here, graves, and they don't have the cross on there in these graves.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can find some symbols on those tombs, but it depends who was that person. You know, is the signs usually the sign is like the
19% open don't hand. Have any sign of, but people know he's Christian.
Beautiful. So Muslims love Jesus, and we're giving you some history here.
Early Middle Age.
Is he Muslim? You Muslim?
Yes.
Do you love Jesus?
I love Jesus, yes, as a prophet of us.
Allahu Akbar.
I know you from YouTube channel.
Yeah, what's your name?
Benjamin.
Nice to meet you.
Nice
Benjamin,
to meet you.
Benjamin,
yes,
huh?
Nice to meet you.
So I got another one. Muslim Hello. Who loves Jesus. How's that? To our brothers and sisters in humanity in America who have taken a lot of them because of the hate and misinformation, right? They've ended up, ignorance leads to fear. And then violence usually is the next step because you fear something.
Mm-hmm.
But when we start to exemplify to them that we're not the enemies, we actually, if you study Islam and you get to know us, you'll see we have more in common. One of the most important things we have in common is our love for Jesus,
for the
prophet, right?
Yes.
They don't know that, so now they know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who speaks English?
Yeah, we all speak English.
Come on.
Okay,
you're Muslim?
Yeah, Sunni.
You love Jesus as a messenger? Messenger,
Nabi.
This is for America. You love Jesus?
Yeah, from America.
Yes, Nabi Isa.
Do you love Jesus, yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's Jesus. It.
He called him Isa. Isa.
Yeah. You love Isa?
Yeah.
No. We believe on Isa.
You love Isa?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you love Isa. You love Jesus. Yeah. Malaysia?
Yeah.
You love Jesus, Isa?
Yes. Yes.
MashaAllah.
But in Malaysia, we call Nabi Isa. Nabi Isa is supposed to be one of the prophet before Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
MashaAllah.
Yeah.
Takbir.
Allah.
Okay, Malaysia. Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam.
And God Almighty sent these messengers out of His mercy and love to guide humanity to the oneness of the Almighty and to the worship of one God. To submit your will to God's will, not your desires, not to worship a human being, a prophet, a saint, a messenger, but to worship the one they called you to worship, the one Jesus called us to worship. That makes total sense, doesn't it? Just common sense and part of your innate nature. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there are no days which righteous good deeds are more beloved to Allah than these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Assalamu alaikum, it's your brother Eddie, and I'm here at the Deen Center. This is the time during the blessed days of Dhul Hijjah when our good deeds are multiplied manyfold. And what another amazing opportunity while we're alive, before we're in the grave, to support the dawah, to help us reach the over 300 million Americans who know little to nothing about Islam. With your help, du'as and support, we can make this a reality, the first mega dawah center in America. Consider making a small or big reoccurring donation so you can get the reoccurring rewards. It's a simple way to make a lasting impact for this life and the next to help us get to Jannah. Click the link below, donate right now. May God Almighty Allah reward all of you.